I have a couple questions for Chief DeLuzio. The first question is body cams. I know we had a movement to get body cams for all officers. At this point, does every officer have a body cam when they are on duty?
Every uniform officer has a body cam. And those incidents that Councilwoman Ben Work talked about, they're all on body cams.
My second question is regarding, and again, you know, we really can't legislate compassion and inclusiveness, but I'm wondering about trainings that officers receive as far as, you know, de-escalation, cultural competence, and diversity. Do our officers receive those kind of trainings initially and then on an ongoing basis?
Yes, they do. Many of the things the one citizen called up about, we already have. They've been in place for years. We're a duly accredited law enforcement agency at the national level and at the state level. 4% of agencies in the United States, out of all law enforcement agencies, are dual accredited. That means you have to, your standards are high. They're the best standards out there. Many of the things people are writing to me and what citizens are asking for, they're in our rules and regulations. They're approved by the Department of Justice, which oversees this accreditation. Also with the state, they all focus under federal law and state law. We're doing many of these things already, plus others. We do de-escalation. We do crisis intervention. We have a strict use of force policy. I mean, all these things that are being talked about, we're in front of it on it already, and we've been in front of it over the last 10 to 15 years. We learn by mistakes over the years.
How often do the staff, the policemen and women, receive, you know, the training? Is it like yearly or?
It's yearly, and they have to qualify yearly, and they have to retake the. They do taser, dequalification, defensive tactics, de-escalation training, crisis intervention training. You just don't give them a uniform and a gun, and we throw them out there anymore. The academy. You go to the academy for half a year now. When you get out, you still have to continue training, just like many other occupations. The law changes every year. Techniques change every year. And the officers have to get recertified on the things. We have a training division. That's all they do is constantly train and recertify people.
And does that training person, I'm thinking now, if they haven't in the past, it might be good, it would be good moving forward, certainly, mm-hmm. for them to connect with different organizations that support people of color, that they could maybe be consultants for helping them as far as giving ideas for training.
We do
because
that already.
It's an evolving issue as far as cultural competence goes and diversity.
We do. We have courses with the LGBTQ that are endorsed by their community, by NAACP. We take courses that are endorsed by them. Hispanic community, Hispanic courses. I have black officers, Hispanic officers, an Asian officer. I mean, we're a diverse department, and every year we get more diverse. The training is continuous in police work. If you don't train, you're behind the eight ball. And that's what's important.
And I understand that. I just want to make sure that we're getting the proper training.
We started the de-escalation training years ago. I mean, going back 5-6 years before it became a common word. But we were in front of that, actually, in Bethlehem with it.